Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 8th day of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, at 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and we turn the air conditioners on for that one, I suppose, for a little while anyway. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here today. I mean, what new outrage, what new crime are we going to discuss today that is being committed that nothing's going to be done about because we're fucking allowing it? Joe Biden sold 1 million barrels of oil from U.S. reserves to China company connected to Hunter Biden. There's a fucking surprise. We'll talk about it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. You know, guys, I was thinking about it earlier. You know, the documented fucking crimes, I mean, the sedition, the treason, the espionage that we have documented, that we have the documents to prove. If it was on microfiche, it would circle this fucking planet. But it seems like the fucking, what are we doing? We gotta find some crime they've committed. We've gotta find fucking, what do they gotta do? Start bringing people on TV and fucking executing them for you right in fucking front of you? Chopping their fucking heads off? Well, man, there's another one. Let's put it with the rest. It's gonna keep on until, as long as you keep allowing it. It's not going to stop. Hunter Biden wouldn't have a dime if his dad wasn't a corrupt politician. No fucking shit. We didn't know that. Thank you for informing us. See, this is from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches World Report. Thank you, Gateway Pundit. We didn't fucking know that. Breitbart reported on Thursday President Joe Biden's administration sold 950,000 barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to a Chinese state-owned gas company that has financial ties to private equity, co-founded by Hunter Biden, according to the Washington Free Beacon report. There's another one. All we have to do is, man, somebody needs to call 911 and report this to the police. And this went fucking get this son of a bitch arrested. There's another. That's a high crime. That's goddamn espionage. That's goddamn fuck. That's treason to a fucking China. Really? You're operating with another fucking country. You're operating business with another fucking country that has already declared that they're going to destroy us. Oh, we got it. Now we got the evidence, guys. Now we've got it. In April, Biden's Department of Energy announced that the nearly 1 million barrel sale to UniPEC, which is the trading partner of Sinopec, Sinopec is wholly owned and operated by Chinese Communist Party. Well, of course it is, because it is the fucking communist United States of fucking America that the goddamn oil's coming from, isn't it? Goddamn, we've got it again, guys. God, all I got to do is just write these three fucking things down here. Fucking right there is enough to fucking shut it all down, right? Now you'd have to have somebody to fucking do it, because they were operate under force. They'll use force. They'll get up and kill your fucking ass to keep what they've stolen. And you won't get up off your fucking ass no further than to go and send a fucking check in the mail to some fucking charlatan son of a bitch who's going to give it to a fucking Queen's fucking esquire to fucking pretend like you're doing something about it. Fuck, you think you need to document more fucking crime? Do we need to document more crime? I think we've got enough. What we need to do is prosecute that crime. UNIPEC reportedly purchases oil across the globe and then apparently sells it through the Sinopec marketing subsidiary. So we'll probably get the same fucking oil back in $5 a gallon fucking gasoline. Got it? Coming back through the other fucking way. We're being fucking fucked like a tired sheep. And our rights are being fucking trampled on. Our laws being trampled on. There are so many fucking crimes out there, they cannot be fucking counted. God damn, we gotta find out the crimes. We gotta show where they've missed it. Well, they didn't cross the T there. We got them. They didn't cross the T. You think any of this shit matters in a goddamn world where there is no fucking law? Don't try to pretend like there's goddamn law. You make fucking everybody who fucking follows your stupid ass look like a fool. Let's see what else they've done that we can get them for. If you travel through China, you will find Sinopec gas stations all over the place. It's one of the largest oil and gas companies in China. Joe Biden took oil from U.S. reserves, which are supposed to be held for emergencies and national crises. This reserve is not to be used to give to our enemies who are attacking us economically and recently with COVID-19. Doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19. They got to throw that motherfucker in there, don't they? It still don't fucking exist. More we can fucking prove it. Hey, we got them, guys. We can prove that they have never fucking isolated COVID-19, that it cannot exist. We got them. All we got to do is go to that Admiralty Court and file them and get them. Well, first we got to hire one of the Queen's esquires and then have him go into the court and put this down. And look what we caught them doing. Look at what we caught the Queen's fucking men doing. And then we're going to get justice. We're going to get that redress for our grievance that we're guaranteed in the absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. We're going to get it. Of course we are. Hunter had numerous business dealings in China while his dad was Obama's vice president with other Chinese companies. Hunter was close to the spy chief in China. No shit there. Again, guys, we got him. He was right there with the fucking spy chief for China. He's under, they're probably out going out to get him right now because they listen to this broadcast. We know they do. We got him again. Now things are going to change. Hunter's business deals in the past were not alone. Hunter also held money for his dad, then Obama's Vice President Joe Biden. The Biden's deal with China, it says stink to high heaven. Stinks to the high heavens, you fucking ignorant son of a bitches. At least proofread it one time. This most recent sale of oil to China looks very shady. Oh, that's why it's not nothing's happened, because it's just fucking shady. It isn't fucking espionage. It is not fucking aiding and abetting the enemy. It is not a conflict of fucking interest, fucking serving another fucking country's interests above the United States of America. Because there is no constitution, because there's just we, the fucking people. There's just you and me. There's just us individuals. And we're sitting there and we're fucking letting it happen. Joe Biden should be impeached. Oh my God damn. Somebody fucking said, oh, impeached. Oh, you mean like Bill Clinton was impeached? Sold missiles to fucking our guidance systems for our ICBMs to fucking China. Got busted doing it. And he was caught. Well, hey, you know what? He was impeached for fucking playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. And we all know it is now, don't we? What it is they're not going to be prosecuted for shit because there is no law but the law of the Bill of Fucking Rights, the law of the December 15, 1791, the absolute unalienable law of we the people, and we're not fucking enforcing it. So there will be no fucking prosecutions. There will be no fucking punishment. They will continue down the road to fucking destroying us and our country because we're too chicken shit to stop them. Let's see here. The Bidens deal with China. The most recent sell of oil to China looks very shady. Does it really? Joe Biden should be impeached for numerous reasons. Every day there are more reasons to do so. You mean he's a fucking criminal and he should be fucking prosecuted like about fucking 200,000 fucking criminals in this goddamn country that commit fucking crimes daily right out in your fucking face? Like the fucking crime that's been, we got a 200-year fucking crime for the fucking takeover of the United States. And it's 71, 81, blah, blah, blah. We're close. But for the fucking removal of, well, there wasn't no constitution to remove. But for the fucking establishment of a corporation with the authority to violate the goddamn highest law in this fucking land, and that is the law of we the people and our jurisdictional authority. There's another one, boys. We got him now. We got him now, man. God, who's a good lawyer? Anybody know a good lawyer? Crimes committed by illegal immigrants surged in 2021 after declining in previous years. This seems kind of odd. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The number of crimes committed by illegal immigrants in the United States surged in fiscal year 2021 after declining in the years before that. Homicides, assaults, incidents of domestic violence, illegal weapons possessions, and sexual offenses committed by illegal aliens all increased dramatically in fiscal year 2021 compared to fiscal year 2020. Data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection shows. Now, how is this possible? Just all of a sudden, all of these people looking for a better life just turned bad. No, what was going on, people, is they were coming in the front door of that fucking court. They go out the back door of that fucking court, released without fucking charge. And then it got so goddamn bad that they had to start fucking charging them and holding them. So that's going to leave a record, don't you see? So they're trying to act like there's some kind of fucking phenomenon here. Those son of a bitches were sent here to do exactly what they're fucking doing. And they're doing a very good job of it. And we're doing a piss poor sorry ass fucking not job of fucking stopping them. But it kind of makes sense when you think of it that way. Illegal immigrants committed 1,178 assault and domestic violence crimes in 2021, which represents a more than 400% increase from 2008 to 2020. Just don't make no sense. Yeah, it does. When you were turning them loose, so they go out, no matter what they fucking did, it was in and out, no charge. No charges. You have to make the charge for them to make the record. Got that? We've been going through this fucking hell all through this shit. With the same fucking cocksuckers you keep turning loose, you fucking treasonous pieces of shit. 60 homicides. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what's amazing? But if you and I don't have a seatbelt on, brother, we can get shot in the head or thrown inside their little admiralty jail.
Well, of course we can. I mean, just look at Kelly Tommy. You can be beat to death on the sidewalk. Or fucking, goddamn, we can start down the goddamn list. James Boyd shot in the fucking back with a shotgun on the side of a hill trying to sleep. Or fucking James Garner. Killed on a fucking New York sidewalk for selling a fucking cigarette. I mean, we can go on for fucking ever. But that's when that's the people there. I mean, that was a different phase. That was when they were trying to make the, you know, bring in the this Gestapo idea, and people started hardening up to it. And then it was the setup for Black Lives Matter. Let's get real. Because they went out. I mean, they were killing people of all colors at all at the same time. You think they give a shit what color your skin is? Because I'm here to tell you they fucking don't. And fucking... Go ahead.
Well, hell, Henry, you know, they never... If you ever noticed that, man, they never, ever put it out there on the mainstream news when someone white get killed unjustly by these criminal organizations known as the police. It's never out there. It is, like you said, that right there was the, like, the first steps of that Marxist, communist, BLM crap.
Exactly.
And, you know, they like that young kid out there in California who got his car stolen, but a couple of days later he got it back. Police ran and got behind him, ran his tag in, and they killed him, Henry.
Yeah.
But that wasn't on mainstream news.
And you're only going to hear what they want to. We're in a country with 400 million fucking people. A lot of stories to choose from, huh? But the bottom line is, the point I'm trying to make here is they don't give a fuck what color you are. And red, yellow, black,
sure don't.
And the son of a bitch that shoots you could be any color. Because they come in all colors too. You see, when you go to their side of the fucking podium and you look at it, man, they've got their arms around each other. They are fucking in support of each other and they are of all colors. Whereas on your side of the podium, they want you to fucking be at each other's throat because of your fucking color. Because of your, for any fucking reason. All you got to do is come over here and you can find all kinds of goddamn reasons to be against somebody. Like they're fucking voting. Pardon?
Can I say something?
Sure.
Well, one thing is I got to say, the government has focused and they do have a lot of anti-white message out there, always saying white supremacists, especially Kamala Harris and all of his other lackeys, pretty much all of his secretary of one of them, speaking to the press, she's been outspoken anti-white. They've always gone after just the whites in general, saying white supremacy. There's only one people who have supremacy, and that's Jewish supremacy. Whites don't have supremacy. We don't have white privilege. We don't have any of that crap they keep on bringing up. And it's getting to the point of getting really stupid and hearing people say that the government's only out for one. They let Antifa and Black Lives Matter do whatever the hell they want. But a white person defends himself, gets tossed in jail for 20 years.
Well, you've certainly fell for that race-based hook, line, and sinker, haven't you? Who's telling you this shit? The same son of a bitches that want to kill you. Why do you think they're telling you this? So that you'll think the way you think.
It's not telling me anything. It's the way you see the thing. You
bullshit.
Believe. No, it's actually true. You can see it all.
It ain't just fucking Jews. You look at the fucking top. Is Zing Dong Bong? Is he a fucking Jew? Are any of these fucking, king of fucking, Saudi Arabia? Is he a fucking Jew? Is the goddamn,
cops.
Huh?
Cops are trained, but it's.
At the top, they're all different fucking colors in the court. Yeah, they're ran by the fucking Jews. Make no mistake about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fucking to try to claim that it's fucking an attack. White people are 11% of the fucking population of this fucking planet. So fucking, I think that it is fucking race bait. It is to get us to kill one another. It's get me to hate my Dion. It's to get me to hate Dion instead of hating the motherfucker that's ruining my fucking life and stealing my goddamn country away from me. I ain't going to do it. Me and Dion's going side by side. We're going to kick some fucking ass.
There's nothing wrong with blacks being natural. There's nothing wrong with whites being natural. Whites, we don't have any way of speaking up. Blacks have always had things we don't to be able to speak up for. The NAACP, Black Caucus, the Black Congress, you got so many different black groups. Whites, we don't have any of that.
Why did you allow it?
Back in the day.
Why did you allow those things to become?
I've always tried to speak up about it. I have since I was 13.
It's the people that allowed that goddamn corporation to take over in 1871 and remove the republic and let them start fucking walking on our rights and under the Bill of Rights. See, if we're living under the Bill of Rights, we got a fucking beef with one another. We got a fucking solution. That's what they want rid of. And they don't care. Like I said, you look at the top. You look at the very fucking top. They're hugging and kissing each other, and they're of all colors, and they love one another, and they stick together, and they do everything they can to pry us apart and make us kill each fucking other. It does the fucking black man no fucking good to kill a poor fucking white man. A poor black man killing a poor white man is what they fucking want. And he's not going to do it. We're going after the fucking 1% to 10%. I don't give a fuck what color they are. We're taking everything they got. Corporations are going to be crushed to the fucking ground. The monarchies are going to be removed. And these motherfuckers, it ain't going to matter whose twat you dropped out of. You're fucking your content, your character, and who you are, your intelligence and your aptitude, and an even playing field. And we're taking back everything these son of a bitches have stolen. Every fucking thing they have stolen. But I will not take the race bait. Oh, at any rate.
Yeah, I grew up in the south side of Chicago. I got a little bit of a different view of...
I'm sure you do.
Racially aware.
I'm racially aware, too. I was raised on an Indian reservation. But I don't hold it against nobody. I deal with people as individuals. And there's individuals that are pricks and fucking thieves and pedophiles and pieces of shit of every color. And what we got to do is we got to throw our fucking differences aside and come together under that Bill of Rights. You know, you take that Bill of Rights back and you got a fucking problem, man. You got a place to fucking deal with that. You got a way to get at redress for your grievance. If you think something's being done wrong to you by another individual. But better we fucking go ahead, sorry.
Henry, have you studied into Bacon's Rebellion? You've probably heard of that, have you?
I've heard of it, but I haven't studied into it, yes.
It was the burning, you know, they burned down Jamestown, they kicked the governor of England out, and all that. Anyways, according to what I studied, you might want to look into it, it's pretty awesome. It totally fits into everything you're saying. The bar, well, they decided to change in law in the colonies the difference between a white and a black. Because in Bacon's Rebellion, the whites and the blacks all united together to fight against the stinking British.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
It just proves your point. You might want to look into it. It's an incredible story.
If it's true, which I
believe it is true.
I will look into that. That is the truth. That is what they fear the most, is us coming together as American nationals. We have a culture. We have a people. We are different colors, but we're a fucking, it's just like a white person born in Africa is a fucking African. A white person, a black person born in goddamn, let's go, Iceland is an Icelander. It's fucking, it's not about goddamn color, it's about nationality. They've tried to make it about color. They've tried to make it about race, but it's about nationality. This country belongs to the American nationals. Our fucking forefathers fucking conquered this goddamn nation. And nobody has taken it from us through any due process of the fucking law. They have not taken one fucking inch from one of us. Because they can't. Because they do not have the authority. So they've hired their fucking private gangs. They've declared themselves a power above us. They've declared themselves a ruling class above us. Well, I'll tell you what we do as slaves, armed slaves, armed to the fucking teeth slaves, we wipe those motherfuckers out and take everything they got. And then we go after the international son of a bitches, regardless of the color of their skin. Then we can take a 100-year fucking vacation.
Well, it's all the international ones that we always got to look after, primarily just Jews. That's what...
Jews aren't international?
Nah, they're everywhere. They're Ukraine. Look at President Zelensky of Ukraine. He's a Jew.
Of course he is.
Ukraine banned traveling after all the Jews got out of Ukraine and forced all the Ukraine citizens who live there still to fight. And look at Putin. He's Jewish. He was a part of the KGB. He was a KGB hitman.
Yep.
But when he was part of the Soviet Union,
he's
been surrounded by Sodom and Gomorrah for his whole life. And, I mean, you look at all of them. It's part of the New World Order staging, screwing everybody over. And who's behind it? Mainly the people who have been lying for their whole lives, taking over Israel, one of the most disgraced areas known to man, because Tel Aviv is the capital of basically all degeneracy known to man, with the most brothels, the most sex trafficking, most of all sex trafficking ends up in Tel Aviv. You get most of the Italian mafia, the Russian mafia, all are based out of Tel Aviv. So it's been disgraced.
Well, now they're moving their operations to the Ukraine, where the Biden gang has fucking domain. You're right. Now you're thinking, dude. Now you're thinking, who's causing the goddamn trouble? If we had all of the wealth that they have stolen from us, try to think about it this way. If we, the people, if everybody was thrown the fuck out of here who came here illegally, against our law, and there ain't been one legal fucking entry into this country since its inception. Because they would have had to fucking sue an American national in their individual capacity, and they would have had to have the standing to sue, which they didn't have to start with because they're not an American. And they would have had to sue them for a part of America that belongs to that American national. It ain't been done. Our fucking Bill of Rights has been walked on since day one. This fucking country belongs to the people that fucking founded it. Nobody else. They haven't taken it from us through the law. And they haven't taken it from us through fucking a fight. But they want us to think they can. Well, that's why I tell them, bring that fucking fight on. Let's do this thing. You're not taking my goddamn country. I won't allow it. And that's what I'm talking about this, and what I'm going through this shit here right now. I'm talking about goddamn, what do we need? I mean, everybody fucking says, yeah, right, man. They're sure violating the hell out of that Bill of Rights. They're pissing all over it and shitting all over it. And we have the evidence. We have the goddamn documentation. Oh, but who are we going to take them to? The Queen's fucking goddamn... The Queen of England's one you should fucking hate. I mean, if you're going to hate somebody, hate that royal fucking family over there that's got their goddamn nose in our business, think this fucking country's still theirs, thinks we're still their property... That makes us a slave, doesn't it? And them son of
now
a...
Queen kind of lost her power a long time ago. She's handed over to the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds have been doing everything.
Yeah, the Queen of England, many years. I think it was in the French part of fucking Canada. It was some years back. But the French people voted a prime minister, a vote of no confidence, voted his ass out of office. That cunt... got on a fucking ship or an airplane, went over there and said no. And you know what it was? It was no. You think those monarchs have given up a shit and tiny bit of power? You're out of your mind. They're still the same fucking son of a bitch's shit sitting in their own shit that they've always been. Anyways, that being said, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Guns N' Roses with The Dog in the End. Where was The Dog coming from, Laura? Huh? Oh, Hubert's dog got after a chicken. Oh, mercy. Anyway, that's no big deal, dude. Don't even worry about it. What we were talking about is, you know, we're trying to find a crime here that we can hang on these son of a bitches so that we can, you know, take them to the fucking gallows because they've committed some pretty serious crimes, we keep finding out. But evidently pedophilia, murder, blackmail, fucking espionage, high treason, these aren't quite bad enough. We have to find something better. So crimes committed against illegal, immigrant surge in 2021. Now, whose fault is that? Was it it surged because they quit fucking convicting. They just kept sent. You get arrested, they just send you out the other door. They weren't fucking prosecuting anybody. And now there's this goddamn. Now we got a problem. You know what the answer to the problem is? We're gonna have to take the guns from all the fucking people. That's just all we can do. We got no other choice. That's the only way we can be sure nobody shoot nobody. Well, you need to get with that program. Now this goes on to go through some more fucking shit that I don't care to go through, maybe. Let's see what we got here. Oh, what the hell. We'll look at a little bit more. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that officials apprehended 10,763 criminal non-citizens in fiscal year 21, which marks an increase of over 300% from the previous year. And this is just nothing more than them bringing in foreign armies, putting them on the Indian reservations, and training them to kill your stupid fucking ass no matter what color you are. And if you ain't fucking stopping these son of a bitch, think about that. What country's ever been invaded to this extent that didn't at least put up a fucking fight? Well, I can't think of any. But I'm sure that it's a fucking crime to aid an invasion into your own fucking country. But then it ain't their country, it's their corporate fucking property. It isn't their corporate fucking property because the Ninth Article doesn't allow for it and it's higher law. It is the law and jurisdictional authority of we the people. What's the problem? What the fuck is it? Oh yeah, that's right, we're fucking allowing it. We're fucking allowing it. Proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we have no fucking balls. Proving, we will watch our children be fucking raped. Treated any fucking way the fucking communists and fascists and fucking capitalists want to fucking treat them. They're treated as capitalist goddamn fodder. That's what we're fucking proving. Data shows that the Border Patrol agents arrested 2,438 criminal non-citizens. In 2020, 4,269 in 2019 and 6,698 in 2018. What the data fucking shows is it don't fucking matter. They were talking about Abbott. He's taking them back down to the border. Why? So they can get a fucking plane ticket? Are you throwing them out of this country, Abbott? Is it just a fucking publicity game? We got elections coming up, don't we? You're playing fucking games, and how many of you people out there are going to be stupid enough to play? You're going to play another election? You're going to play another game of Monopoly, are you? Or are you going to fucking tell them you're done talking? You're done fucking playing their fucking games. You're not going to vote in a fucking illegal, unlawful fucking election created by an unlawful fucking corporation that was created in an unlawful act in 1871 and 1878. Ain't going to do it. Gonna shoot you, you son of a bitch. You've declared fucking war. Let's get the goddamn shooting done. That ain't how you fight wars, is it, you slimy commie son of a bitches, is it? No, you try to get the people to kill one another. You bait them to kill them. If you could just get us into two fucking camps. Boy, they had it close with that COVID bullshit. It took a lot to shut that son of a bitch down. But the COVIDers, the purebloods and the COVIDers, the star-bellied sneeches and the plain-bellied sneeches, they almost had us into two fucking camps. They almost did it. Almost ain't fucking there, buddy. Almost only counts in hand grenades and fucking horseshoes. The fact of the matter is you haven't been able to get us to kill one another, and that is a big fucking problem. But because you have been, you introduced your fucking genocide program through the death shot at the same fucking time, and the numbers are starting to fucking add up. And you're going to have to start explaining those. Well, he died of hangnail, but it was COVID. I mean, you're gonna have to start explaining the fucking massive deaths are gonna start incurring, man. They're still giving those fucking shots, guys. And they're gonna have to try. Go ahead.
So they just did some number crunching on the shots for millennials, which is 25 years old to 44. In the last year alone, over 60,000 millennials have died.
And you think back?
And you can take out. Yeah. What the fuck?
You can go back to the 70s with the swine flu. They got up to 10,000 and shut it down. So 60,000 and just that age group, yeah. And they're going for it, buddy. Make no mistake about it.
Oh, yeah.
And what are we doing? We're allowing it. We keep fucking allowing it, and we don't have to allow it. We have the force of fucking law behind us, the highest law in this goddamn land, ratified by we the people, the jurisdictional authority of this fucking land. That Constitution never was. You got to get that in your head to start with. And quit calling constitutional this. There was no fucking constitution. The people didn't consent to no fucking rule, to any constitution, to any form of fucking government. Go ahead.
Hey, did he? I'm sorry, but I'm trying to clear this up. Did he say 60,000?
I believe he did, didn't you?
Yeah. So in the last year, so they did a baseline for 5 years of how many millennials have died. And they used that as a baseline. And in the last year alone, it's already 60,000 plus.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Well, imagine what it is on the world scale. I mean, people.
Oh yeah, senior citizens. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh God, the people. But the thing is, it's starting to add up to the point. I mean, even here in this town, a small little town, people are starting to get the idea that you go get just shot, and about a week later, you're fucking dead. Could it be that shot? I mean, at first everybody started was blaming fucking. Well, they drank a lot, or they did drugs when they were young, and blah, blah. But people have done that here since I fucking forever, and they've grown old into their 70s and 80s. They're not making it into 30s and 40s here now.
That's what they're trying to do with the millennial age group. They're saying, oh, it's overdose, or it's they didn't get their treatments. You could use that. Okay, take those numbers out. It's still well over 50,000 25-year-olds just dropping dead.
No, I'm not taking those numbers out because it's all bullshit. If they weren't dying of these things before and this is an increase, then that means something else is involved. Like I said, I mean, there's people have drank. I mean, I know people fucking have drank. God, my grandfather. Fuck, he drank a fifth of whiskey, I guarantee you, every day of his life that I ever fucking knew him. And he had black lung. He worked in the coal mines for 65 fucking years. He had black lung, and he still lived 10 fucking years after he retired. He was an old man. So, I mean, but I'm sure today he would have died of COVID immediately. But that's why they're talking about give it to the old people. Because I think what the shit does is, that RNA, it attaches itself to anything that'll kill you. And then fucking it treats it like an antibody, shoots it through your body like it's trying to save you. They're tricking it. And it's killing people. And it's killing people right here where I live by the fucking scores. It's enough until people are starting to go, hey, man, I don't know. Took that shot 5 days later, fucking dead. And that person fucking, I mean, I used to hold that person when she was a baby. So this doesn't fucking weigh out right. Well, she drank a lot. She drank a lot. Everybody here drank a lot. Everybody here drinks a lot. Everybody here, and everybody that, you know, did drugs. There's some people that fucking did the drugs that fucking, I mean, they died in their goddamn 20s. There are people here in this goddamn town when I was growing up that died of cirrhosis of the liver at 20 fucking years old. But we've never had shit like this. And it's all going to the heart, people. That's the secret. They're all starting to see it's getting our hearts. It's getting, what could it be? Henry's been screaming it over the fucking radio fucking for goddamn 3 years now. What could be getting our hearts? Oh, that fucking shot! Because the corporation that owns your ass, calling themselves a tribe, which they are not, they are a fucking corporation, they get paid for every one of you they take out. Every time they give you $250 to take a shot and kill you, they get fucking about $20,000 or $30,000 fucking more dollars. So they can go up and buy some more fucking property and try to take this fucking area over. They're not going to do it. You cannot create a fucking state from the Interior Department. I got news for you, son of a bitches. And the fucking law is coming to town, and you're going to face it. Every fucking one of you is going to face it. Try to pretend like you can, the fucking Interior Department, and then you put a fucking Indian in charge of it, and all of a sudden they're creating fucking states? I don't think you can do that, even though under your fucking fraudulent constitution. You sure as hell can't take something from me, a part of something that's mine, without due process of the law, and that means an individual filing in an individual common law fucking court, and every bit of the procedural due process that I am fucking guaranteed. So keep moving your flags around, because this shit's coming to a head. Oh, man. I swear, people. See what else we got going on.
Henry,
go ahead.
Henry, I've heard you talk a lot how they'll just set up a common law court for an illegal.
Yep.
I've heard you say that a couple times. Like,
yep.
So, you know, how do they go about doing that if they can't be done? But they can just do it.
I've set up a common law court before. All you have to do is
You just do it?
Well, I went in there and I took the flagpole. I busted the silver spear off the front of it. I measured it to make sure it measured out to Title 1 USC 1 through 4. USC 1, this is the first one. And it measured out to the free flag apiece. And then I fucking, everybody was sitting on the same level. And there was no goddamn, the procedures that were followed were fucking common law. I mean, there was the complaint. And everybody had something to say. The judge didn't give no fucking order saying, oh, we can't have that for evidence. The judge sat there and did his fucking job. Made sure nobody's rights were violated. And we had a common law court, and it was a fucking lawful court, and fucking, I won. Piece of fucking cake, because I was in the right. But I had spent probably the last year and a half sitting in this judge's chambers teaching him the fucking law. The judge. Because he was a municipal court over here. Well, actually, it was a justice court. Which, you know, if you go to hear a federal issue, you have to take it to a justice court. Why? Because that's the people's court. That's the highest court in the fucking land. But I spent a fucking year and a half sitting over there in his office explaining the fucking law to him, and he understood. And when he understood, he wanted to do it fucking the right fucking way. He wanted to do it by the law. He'd read the Nutshell fucking series, and he was the goddamn judge. But I mean, it was just a simple case of education. But yes, I held a common law court. I exercised my right to hold common law court. I exercised my jurisdictional authority, and I fucking walked out of there fucking with justice. All you have to do is fucking, if you say you got a fucking, they replaced him after it happened. After we did this, they replaced him with a fucking bar attorney. And see, a bar attorney cannot be a common law fucking, judge. They're not allowed. It has to be a non-professional because it's the people's court. It's not a professional court. What's being practiced in this country is the Queen's professional fucking law. I mean, this is where they make the rules as they go fucking along. It's just like having two sets of dictionary. And you look at Black's Law and it says a person is a corporation is a person. You go back and look in the dictionary at the in the 30s and 40s, you know, look at the fucking dictionary, and the dictionary says it is two or more people wanting to be a person, but they are not. They've written their own books, they're running their own private fucking law. That's why you got Star Chamber Courts, because this is the fucking Queen's fucking courts. When you walk in there and you can just tell them, fuck you, I ain't a fucking goddamn subject. of your fucking 14th Amendment. I am an individual free sovereign national with all my protections under that fucking Bill of Rights, the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, and you can go shove this up your ass. I'm not going to comply to your fucking inferior fucking court, your unlawful court, your court of fucking treason. In the first place, I ain't going to fucking
Henry. Henry, everything you're saying is absolute fact. I am 41 years old. I started studying into law to try to figure out this bullshit, a couple of years ago. And I never could find what you talk about. I never discovered it until I heard you. And I'm like, what the hell?
You know, well, that's
right in front of my nose.
It was intentionally hidden from you, written in a third grade terminology. So a third grader could understand it. Nobody did. Nobody understood it. We went and we got bloodied, buddy. We got bloodied fucking finding out what it was. And a lot of what I know and what I speak of on the show, I've learned during the 10 years or going on 12 years of doing this program. We have figured it out together. Mm-hmm. The trenchers have. But I mean, words can only have one meaning. Bill of Rights is written in pure fucking fact. It cannot be changed. The ninth article forbids it. It was a perfect document. It was made sure that we would always be free as long as we were willing to get up and fucking die for it. And that's where we're at now.
Yep.
We have the law on our side.
Yeah, that ninth article, Henry, that ninth article is the greatest article I've ever heard. I mean, that just, well, you always preach about it, but man, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Well, it delivers us from all their bullshit and their confusion and their stupid mumbo jumbo, crown crap from all their confusion that they constantly create.
It puts it plain and simple. There's no authority that can exist to change this ever. This is the law forever. And as long as we're willing
to
stand
up, I'm telling everybody. I know everybody I can find and tell. I'm telling them.
You're goddamn right. And that's what, if everybody understood that, we were all supposed to know this. Kids used to memorize the Bill of Rights by the time they were in third grade, in the beginning. And the people, how they let the fucking Bill of Rights get away, they'll talk about Declaration of Independence written by the hijackers of the fucking uprising for the people's rights. They'll talk about that. Oh, boy, you'll look at that in fucking school. They'll talk about that goddamn Constitution. It never fucking was because it was never ratified and the people never gave consent for it. They'll talk about that ad nauseum, too, because that's talking about somebody does have a lot of power. It's like they can say, put Harry Reid's face up there and go, yeah, he's a very powerful man. How is he any more powerful than I am? If we're fucking talking about fucking the United States of America and that Bill of Rights reads what it reads, that son of a bitch doesn't have no more power than I do. He has exactly the same power I do.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, the Constitution, apart from the Bill of Rights, is a piece of garbage document. I hate it because you read it and you think that's the law and you're like, what do I got? That's basically what it shows you.
It's nothing. Go ahead, Misty.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to chime in really quick and just say the ninth article itself is checkmate.
Yes, the checkmate. That was that's why they haven't been able to change so much as a comma in the goddamn Bill of Rights. That's why they don't want to talk about it. They do not want to say the words Bill of Rights because that son of a bitch shuts them straight down by the authority of we the people who are the jurisdictional authority for this fucking country. There can be no arguing. Only way we argue that is with fucking guns. You try to tell us that you're going to fucking subjugate us, we kill your ass. And that's why the ninth article was put there, to tell you that's what you're supposed to do. Oh, mercy. Let's see what else we got here. It is now illegal to film near police officers in Arizona. In the first place, there are no police officers. The government never had no authority from the people to fucking have any kind of gun, not even a gun, even to carry guns. They had none, not on the job. They created it all during the fucking 20s and 30s when they fucking did the prohibition thing so they could have gangs running this way, shooting up towns. They created the depression so that they'd have people like Bonnie and Clyde and fucking, oh, the gangsters, you know, going through town with machine guns and stuff. But the reason that when it finally came around to where they, you know, it was really fucking bad, because the people were starting to come out with their own fucking guns and kill the son of a bitch, as you see. So then that FBI has to be armed. Where did they get the authority to the first place, they don't exist because they've never been okayed by we the people. We have never given consent for them to exist. In the second place, where did they ever fucking conjure up the power to have a fucking gun? They didn't. It's just like these goddamn guidelines, these ordinances, these fucking orders they're trying to give us without jurisdictional authority to do so. If I can get away with it, get it entrenched, that's what they think. It's that fait accompli. They think that son of a bitch is always going to fucking save them. I don't care if it has been 100 years. I don't care if it's been 200 years. You committed fucking fraud when you fucking created the goddamn the second constitution and the third constitution. You committed fraud when you created the first fucking constitution, because it was not of we the people. It was not of our consent. And it's not going to fucking go away. You are. We never needed your federal asses. And you know, we didn't need your fucking confederation either. We never needed any of that shit, people. They used that fucking goddamn, I believe it was a production put on by the fucking goddamn crown anyway. Because of what happened at the end. They all went over to fucking England and became fucking lords of their own fucking right and came back here. Oh, goddamn, I own this state. I ended up owning this fucking state. And the people who bled for the goddamn country, you can work for me. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? I'll bury your fucking ass. But this is not what we were guaranteed. They sit there and talk about the Federalist fucking Papers, you know, that big thick book. I've read it. I mean, because you couldn't get the Anti-Federalist Papers. And then you get the Anti-Federalist Papers and you see the Bill of Rights. That's why it was constructed the way it was constructed, to checkmate these son of a bitches who had no authority to begin with. George Washington went like the Whiskey Rebellion when he led the fucking troops in there and to kill the fucking people if they went, because they wouldn't pay an excess tax, which was against the fucking law. You were never going to need no goddamn Bill of Rights. There's nothing in that goddamn Constitution that can cause, we can never violate your rights with that Constitution. And still these fucking goofy son of a bitches go out, I'm gonna vote. It's my right. They think that's the only fucking right they got. It's to be stupid. You're voting in a goddamn foreign election, asshole. You're voting under an occupation. That makes you a goddamn traitor to your people and to your fucking country. That's a goddamn rope around your neck, you son of a bitch. So come out with your Trump tar shit. I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on your Trump tar stuff. I got a list of shit here fucking about 4 inches long of nothing but the fucking lies the cocksucker told last time. Well, listen to some of his fucking lies. And we'll see how you back some son of a bitch who violates the second article openly, right in everybody's face. I'm king. I say you can't have a bump stock. Fuck you. And fuck anybody who backs you. We'll plow your ass. We'll put you in the ground. At any rate, that's enough for a Friday. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, somebody's trying to find some way that we can get these guys, something they've done, something that we have on paper. Besides the other 10,000, enough to circle the planet. It ain't like we're looking for a fucking crime here. It's that we're failing to prosecute the crimes by the fucking hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that are being committed against us daily. That is the problem. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
I'm going to do it, brother.
You do the same. I can do.
Cookies!
Hey, thanks a lot for what you do, Henry. It's awesome.
Not a problem, brother. Thanks for being there.